I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, if you got a test you're going to be taking anytime soon, maybe a work project and you have to memorize a bunch of stuff, make sure you take a pack of chewing gum with you. Or actually study it while you are chewing some gum.
Really?
Because chewing gum helps your memory a lot.
That is surprising. I wonder what causes that.
Well, these researchers found that the act of chewing gum improves your memory. One test involving word recall, gum chewers remembered 35% more than the other people that did not chew chewing gum.
I am curious to know if they have a reason for it.
Well, because chewing raises your heartbeat and pumps more oxygen and nutrients in your brain is what they think.
Huh.
Because it produces insulin, which stimulates that part of your brain that handles memory.
Really?
So if you're chewing gum and you are, there you go, Stacy's got some gum right now.
Gum anybody?
Oh, I know some people in here that need it.
I quit chewing gum.
I forgot what we're talking about. Pass some over here.
Well, you're first.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't chew it a lot because I think it's bad for your teeth sometimes.
Well, you spend a lot of money on dental work.
Right.
No, I'm good.
I'll take one. Why not?
They say anybody that offers you gum, though, you're supposed to take it because your breath. Is it our breath? Is that what it is?
Thank you.
Well, no, you admitted that you forget everything.
I don't want any.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Did you forget? Chew your chewing gum, woman. Come on.
I quit chewing gum. I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a piece of gum.
You know what I hate about chewing gum is I bite my jaw every time I chew chewing gum. And that's because I'm not one of those light chewers. I wish I could be like a polite chewer of chewing gum, but I am not. I'll be chomping on that gum, and I look ignorant when I do it.
We've had people in the movie theater with you.
Yeah, well, that was popcorn.
Yeah.
I chomp on that as well.
And a salad in a restaurant.
But honestly, we all chomp on chewing
Listen,
gum, don't we?
It sounds like you're saying you're bad at even chewing.
Yes, that's true. Do you not bite your jaw and then it's there for 2 days? And you're
I do that with a burger.
I hate it.
My lip.
Yeah. But if you want to remember somebody's name or something like that, it's like, you know, you might look ignorant going, mwah, 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 mwah. Hey, I might look ignorant right now, but I remember your name.
This may come as a shock to you, but you don't have to chew like that.
Okay.
You can chew like quietly.
Well, you are an expert at chewing. I mean, you've done it way more than I have.
He's not quiet about it. I'm sorry to say.
He's chomping on cheese balls. That's totally different.
And
it's
funny
that you can call us both out, Cato.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you not have any bad like chewing habits or anything when you eat?
I don't know. I mean, not that I know of.
With your mouth closed?
That is one of my biggest pet peeves is if I'm hearing people chew. I worked with a guy years ago that would take a fork and put it between his teeth. When he'd put food in his mouth, he would put it between his teeth and pull it back out.
Ugh.
It's like fingernails
scraping
on a chalkboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Must have been horrible.
It was horrible. I had to quit the job. I did.
Are you serious? Because I thought you were talking about me.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
Well, what blows me away is the gum chewers remembered 35% more than the people not chewing gum. So
you
that's
told
brutal.
Us already. I remembered.
I know, chewing gum. I know. I'm not. I forgot I told you that. But it blows me away. That's pretty high percentage of memory just from chewing gum.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm already feeling smarter.
So what you're saying is that when I go out on the weekends, I need to chew gum all weekend. So Monday, I remember what I did.
I don't think that's going to help with what you're dealing
with. Yeah, if alcohol is involved, you're going to probably forget. The chewing gum will not help. But we'll freshen your breath a little bit. You won't have that nasty alcohol.
I'm sorry.
Stank breath.
Fireball freshens your breath.
That's true.
That's big
you know
red.
What's good about this is I don't think you would have ever discovered this on your own. Like, I would have never realized, hey, I remember more when I chew gum. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have put those two things together.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did. And I wonder what made them think to even study that.
I have no
idea. Especially when teachers are always like, spit your gum out.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
have gum in class. Well, now we can say.
You should do it.
But when you're in class, you should have already studied.
No, you're learning.
You're learning while you're doing it.
You got to chomp on your gum and learn. Well,
And
I know.
If you forgot chewing gum, just reach under the desk. There's some right there for you.
Mm-mm. It's hard. No.
And it's hard at first.
And it's lost its flavor.
Well, okay. Usually the flavor comes back overnight. Isn't that weird? You put your gum beside the bed and you pick it up the next morning and it's got
that?
Flavor.
I don't do that.
I
no.
Me either.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Saw the most interesting thing this morning, looking through all of the different news sources we have, and this is a six-word phrase that's a huge red flag for doctors. These six words will literally make the doctor think something must be terribly wrong unless they're proven otherwise.
Ooh.
Those six words are the phrase, "My wife made me come in." I say that's because men will ignore or avoid dealing with very serious illnesses until their wife actually says something like, "Hey, you've been talking about this, or I've noticed this. You need to go have that looked at."
Yeah.
And the doctor says way more often than not, when they say that, there's something seriously wrong. Now, women have a phrase that's a little bit different. Their red flag is, "I didn't want to waste your time with this, but." Because women are always trying to be pleasers, and so they don't want to bother or disturb anyone.
Right.
The men are more like not wanting to admit weakness or not to show any signs of anything being wrong.
I know folks that will not go to a doctor, don't want to take any medicine at all.
Yeah.
And it's like they think there's something wrong in that area.
Is it mostly guys? Like, why do you guys have such a hard time? Why do you have such a hard time going to the doctor?
My dad's wife, it's a girl.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't go to the doctor, does not take any headache medicine, nothing.
Is she sick or anything? Because I know people that just, there's always these issues wrong with them, but they think that they don't need to go to the doctor.
No, she has migraines occasionally, and that's about it. Yeah.
They have pills for that.
And it's not, Tom, that I feel weak when I'm sick. It's going to the doctor is the biggest hassle and ripoff.
It has become.
The health insurance is awful. You can't get in to see your doctor when you want to, except for that yearly chat.
Now, we don't have that problem with our doctor, the getting in. It's Dr. Sandin is easy to get
in.
Into.
It just won't be my doctor, I see.
We don't have that problem, so I think you should check some other doctors if that's the case.
Well, early on, we got his cell phone number, so I'll just show up at his house if I need a physical.
Wow, I need to get that number from you. But honestly, I don't have trouble getting in to see him. Now, you're right about the insurance. The insurance is a disaster.
It's a hassle.
But honestly, I don't have that problem. I go to my doctor a lot. Whenever I get a lot of stuff going wrong with me because I didn't take care of myself when I was in my 20s.
Admittedly, I know that it's troublesome to make the appointment, go spend time there like an hour and a half, and then you get into your appointment sometimes. Because I've been wanting to go to the doctor because I've had this pain in my neck and shoulder for like
us.
A week.
It's us,
and
isn't it?
It is. Well, maybe. but I just like, I know I can go to and make an appointment and go, and it's pretty easy, but I haven't done it yet because I think I can fix it myself.
My head's been stopped up for 3 weeks. I sound like I'm talking through my nose. But I'm okay. I'm taking over-the-counter stuff. It's eventually going to help, right?
And you don't have a wife to say, "My wife made me come in."
No, my friends are telling me that. Maybe it's time you see a doctor and get some antibiotics. But
that's interesting.
I'm going to fight it off.
I do think that the troublesomeness of it all slows people down from going. The knowing you're going to have these headaches if you've got this, like if you have a hard system to get through.
Yeah.
The waiting and going in. And then there's the worry the doctor's going to tell you nothing's bad anyway and you just wasted your time.
Yeah.
But I've actually got something on my elbow right now. I've got this big fluid thing.
It's gross.
It's like a sack
it's
of fluid.
Squishy, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, I haven't gone yet, but I know I got to. I've been putting it on ice trying to shrink it.
There's something satisfying, though, about squeezing Tom's elbow right now.
It grosses me
it's
out.
It's almost like a stress ball. It's like it'll go back into its shape. It's fun.
I'm going to go in. I'm going to say my partner on the air told me to come in.
Yeah, he's gotten mad at me a couple of times just because I wanted to touch it. It's like poochie. I like it.
And I don't. But I really think you should check into a different doctor, Cato. And I'm not saying that negatively, but if you're having that many problems, I don't have those problems.
I don't. Just go. I don't go.
Six words that scare me at the doctor is, "Hey, close that door. Where's my glove?" Why do you only need one, Doc?
Why do you want the door closed?
Yeah. Well, people passing by.
I know.
Hey,
y'all.
They said there's one other thing that doctors have learned is to trust a mother's intuition.
Yeah.
There was one story of a woman who came in with her kid as a teenage kid, and she said, something's just been off about him. And so they did a bunch of tests and said they didn't think anything was wrong. And before he left the hospital, he had a stroke that she had apparently been able to feel or sense before it happened. Mm. So mother's intuition is something that the doctors, a lot of them, will pay close attention to. Now, what my doctor hates is when I come in and tell him, oh, I've been on Google.
Yeah.
He's got a sign up that says we charge extra if we have to diagnose after you've been on Google.
That's the six words he hates.
I've been on Google.
I've searched my illness on Google.
That was way past six
words. I'm not done.
That was six. He got six.
What are the odds? I searched my illness on Google.
I searched my illness on Google.
I'm not done, and it looks like it's bad.
Well, that's over six now.
Period.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, when men shop, they have an agenda. They don't care. They just get in there and get it done. Grocery shopping, going to the mall, going to buy some clothes. I just want to get in there and get out.
Yeah, I think men are less likely to go, oh, well, let me look around at this, too.
I will say, though, I was at the mall, and I have trouble with some slow walkers in the mall. I was at the grocery store, too, and it was like a traffic jam. I wish they had, like, a traffic person at the end of the aisle, because I stood there probably 2 minutes. The people did not even care. It was like three or four carts, that were going both ways.
What bothers me is when they go slow in the left lane.
Okay.
I'm like, don't you know the left lane is for fast walkers?
Yeah.
Just imagine if they had horns and blinkers on carts in grocery stores.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be great. I'd love that.
I do take my time in the grocery store these days.
Yeah. Okay.
But as long as you move your cart over to the side.
Yeah, I make sure that. And I'm looking at hamburger meat. It's been a week ago or so. I'm looking at hamburger meat. This woman just comes and gets right in front of me and starts looking. I'm like, okay, she just stepped in front of me.
That's when you reach over her shoulder and grab something.
I started to push her into the meat.
That was my pack. Step aside.
I just walked away. I didn't even buy any.
But we were saying that men don't shop. They just go up and down the aisles. That's what we do. John, he's just zip. We have our layout in Publix. We start in the produce,
right,
and then up and down. I don't know why. He goes up and down every aisle. We don't need any cards, but we're going down that aisle.
Okay, you even go down the baby aisle and all that stuff.
Yes, we do.
I don't need diapers.
But he gets frustrated when I'm like, oh, hey, I'm going to look at this real quick. And he's just standing there, and he's like, come on, Stacy.
Okay. Well, here are the people that we just hate being behind when we're in shopping or doing whatever. You might even be walking on the sidewalk. A group of people that's been drinking a little bit tipsy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Artisphere.
Okay.
We were at the stage. My daughter was performing with this jazz group. And there are drunk people standing right next to it, just talking at the top of their lungs. And you're like, really?
I mean, that's any festival downtown.
This was like pretty far out, though. And it's like, I don't know. But I guess, like you say, it was just drinking. People had been drinking.
If they're taking up the whole sidewalk, though, and you can't get around them, it's hard to bust them up. Mm. People hate the walking behind those people. Older folks that, are scooching along.
I mean, that's kind of rotten to be mad at old people.
It's still annoying.
You're not mad. You're just annoyed. You want to get around them. You want to put it in passing gear. A lot of times I'll get my gear shift going like I'm 12, and I'm like, I'll pass them. Tourists. People don't like to walk behind people taking pictures and looking around, just taking their time, looking at all the beautiful sights of the city.
I don't care about any of these people as long as they're aware of other people around them.
That's what I was about to say.
But they're not. That's why we're annoyed with them.
Well, not all of them, but the ones who don't pay attention to anyone else.
Like the ones in the grocery store, they're just covering the whole aisle, one person with their cart, and don't care if people are trying to get around them.
Yeah.
I mean, be considerate of others.
You should be able to punch those people.
I think so, too.
These are people we hate walking behind. People pulling those wheeled suitcases. If you might be, at the airport or, they got the little suitcases behind them.
Not me, man. I'm cooking when I'm doing that.
Yeah, I got mine beside me.
I'm zooming.
Are you?
I usually run into the next friggin' gate to try to get there in time.
All right. People mention anyone smoking. If you're behind those folks and there's smoking out on the sidewalk or whatever.
We're outside.
Yeah, you are. But, you know, that smoke's coming behind you. Yeah.
I was going to say, that doesn't bother me.
I don't know which is worse, the smoking or someone crop dusting. I'm like,
I tell you,
the
vapors, the ones who vape,
yeah,
that puts off more smoke than a cigarette.
Well,
you see those big plumes?
Yes.
Your Lego Fiji's erupting or something.
I thought a car was on fire. He's just vaping. But now it does smell better.
Imagine if you saw that, like if we had that with our bodies and we were crop dusting and you just see smoke. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? You could not hide it anymore, could you?
It'd be so smoky in here.
All right, people you want to avoid walking behind. Anybody holding hands? A lot of times it'll be the couples are holding hands, and you're like trying to get around them. You don't want to break up, you know, the Red Rover, send whoever over, and let's like walk in between them.
Well, if they don't move.
Don't want to break the chain, though, do you? And then anyone obviously on their phone or texting that's in front of you, that's someone you don't want to walk behind.
Oh, that's fine. I was walking and texting in the parking lot of a grocery store and a guy was walking by. He's like, you be careful now.
Yeah. And then someone that you want to avoid walking behind is not really walking behind. It's like when you have already said goodbye to somebody and you're like, okay, you make this big thing. Okay, I'll see you. Let's get together sometime. And then all of a sudden, their car is parked the same direction yours is, and you're like, okay, you're walking together, and you're like, oh, I thought we already said goodbye.
Bye again.
Yeah.
Let me give you another hug. All right, talk soon.
It's just awkward. Maybe we've settled some things this morning for you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Torture Tuesday, and we have some cats here in the studio this morning.
And I want to say before we get started, if you have Facebook available, we are live on Facebook right now. So if you want to watch what's happening in the studio, this is going to be funny.
Yeah, Tom's a cameraman and talking at the same time. You're the talent and the cameraman.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. Well, where are you pointing right now?
At you.
Okay. Is it me now?
Uh-huh.
It was pointing at the window.
It was got catoed.
All right, we'll pass the phone around. I cannot lick a cat because I'm allergic to cats, and I will be sneezing for the next month if I lick a cat.
Well, I was surprised on Friday when you said, Stacy, since you have so many cats, can you bring one of your cats in maybe on Tuesday? I was like, okay.
Yeah, why? Like, why do you want my cats here?
But she brought two in.
Yeah, you have how many cats? Seven?
Seven,
wow.
Yes. Four outside, three inside.
And she is married.
Yes, and still married, thankfully. And I brought their brothers, but I brought him for moral support after this whole shenanigan stuff this morning.
Yeah, we got two cats here. We've got Harry and Ginga.
Ginga.
And Ginga is not real social, but Harry, he'll let you pet him. He's really good.
Uh-huh.
I say you guys lick Ginga then, because that'll make Torch Tuesday more fun.
Ginga has not come out of his...
Oh,
there's Harry.
There's Harry. Hi, Harry.
Harry's
and he's
cat.
Harry.
Yes,
he is.
He's
got hair all over me.
That's the one thing about cats. They do shed quite a bit.
They do love to share
their
hair.
Whoever licks this cat is going to have like a hairy tongue.
Well,
and then there is such a symptom as hairy tongue. Have you seen those pictures online?
Yes. It's not going to make their actual tongue hairy. The reason we're doing this, we saw the funniest thing online. It is a cat tongue scratcher hair. I don't know what it is, but it goes in your mouth. It's rubber. It's got little massage things on it, and you basically lick your cat with this thing.
Groom your cat.
Yes.
Like how the cat grooms itself, you do it for your cat.
It's like a big old pacifier is what it is, and then you're going to be like using it like a tongue, and your nose is going to be right there in your cat's business.
Now, you know, I've had a couple of cats
yeah.
in my life.
Uh-huh.
neither one were nice cats.
Okay.
Used to just attack your ankle walking down the hall. And I just, I left those cats with the roommate I had.
They would jump out from behind plants and grab your ankle and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm worried about this. It seems like cats like to attack me.
All right, so lick it.
This should make the cat enjoy it because it's basically the same thing the mother did for it as a kitten. Aww. You're licking the cat with this giant rubber tongue.
And that's what they're trying to do is have you have a closer connection with your cat because you're grooming it.
Okay. Why do cats' tongues feel so different than dogs' tongues or human tongues? Have you noticed that?
Because they're made differently.
It's like they're sandpaper. Mm-hmm. So
you've been feeling them?
Okay. I mean, yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and have some fun with Torture Tuesday. Is Cato going to lick it?
Cato's going to lick the cat.
I didn't agree to it, but here's the tongue.
Well, it's Torture Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. I think Harry understood everything that's happening.
He'd run off.
Is he underneath?
Where'd he go?
All right, let's see you try it on, Cato.
First off, you know I'm going to gag.
You know what? It's okay.
That little thing in your mouth?
Yes, I can't even put a mouthpiece that football players use.
Go ahead there, Gene Simmons. Let's
Oh, my God. That is so funny looking.
Are you ready, buddy?
It's a giant tongue.
All right, Stacy, why don't you hold up Harry there and let Cato lick Harry.
Hold on. I'm going to come around.
Just the, saying that.
I know.
Cato's going to lick Harry.
All right. Here we go. It is time for Torture Tuesday. We're going to lick a cat here. All right.
All right. Cato's taking off his jacket.
Pull your microphone around now. There we go. Well, are you going to bend down that close?
Can I put him up?
No, he has to bend down.
Well, I thought that she could hold him up and he'd just lick it. All right. We're going to lick a cat with this big, huge tongue.
Cat looks very disturbed.
Yes.
Oh, he's liking it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is just weird looking, man.
Who thought of this?
Hold him up, though. See if you can hold him up.
He's wanting down.
Yeah, okay. You got a little too aggressive with your liquor there, Cato.
The cat is too weird.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Okay, you're liking it a little bit too much now.
That is absolutely the most absurd thing ever.
Hold him up. Hold Harry like that and let him just go up.
Harry's
like,
out of there.
Oh, is he gone?
He's like, someone rescue me.
Yeah, I don't think. Now use your real tongue.
Who's next?
Yeah. Hey, use your real tongue.
I got a cat hair in there.
Oh, now,
if you want to use that thing, we got some soap, but I don't know if I want to use it after someone else.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Okay.
Oh, it's wet.
Like, it's like
I don't care.
You wiped it off.
You want some soap?
Stacey's
I guess she doesn't want any soap. She's going to lick that cat.
The cat is not liking this.
Oh, the hair is everywhere.
I was a little nervous, but she's just.
Yeah, Stacy.
Is he purring? Yeah. Are you purring?
I don't know.
He's not purring, no. Wow, Stacy.
I am.
Honestly.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's. That works better.
Oh, that is hilarious. So.
We're going to have to let her keep this thing for afterwards.
Yeah. Harry's like, honestly, enough.
Harry's like, Mama?
He's hiding.
Zoom in on that tongue and see how much hair is on that tongue right there. That is nasty. We just lick cats for Torture Tuesday.
I think there's hair going everywhere.
The nastiest part was her putting it in their mouth right after.
It's like she French kissed you this morning. It's like she did not even wipe it off. She didn't care.
Oh, my. See, that works better when you hold the cat.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Hawk, you're going to have a tough time with your allergies.
I guess I will.
Oh, there's cat hair. Open the door.
That's a good little groomer, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's mine. I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it.
No one's fighting with you.
Oh, I got a
headache. Bunch of cat lickers here for Torture Tuesday this morning.
I feel like I didn't do the best job.
Oh, you did not good. After seeing Stacy doing it. But she's their mama, you know?
Yeah, true.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.